join you for our shift today, Wednesday Worship Experience, on our radio broadcast. This is an experience where you get a chance also to join everyday people, believers, and seekers of truth, and to engage yourself and make your sound, your vibration, your voice in the airwaves. We're going to be sharing perspectives today. And when I say share perspectives, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're coming on live on the broadcast to say anything from a response, but you're sharing the perspectives from God's word. So you're aligning yourself and agreeing with what God has said. Amen. Let's go right in and pray today as we're going to be declaring the peace of Christ. We're going to be declaring today the peace of Christ. And if you have a moment today, also read today's Devo. It will bless you. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your kingdom. Your kingdom has already come. Jesus has come to bring your kingdom. He's come to bring us life. For we know that your kingdom is not a matter about what we eat and what we drink. Your kingdom is about all that pleases you, all of the ways that we can engage with what you have already purposed for us, Lord God, before the foundations of the world. Your kingdom causes us to live and dwell in peace, first and foremost with ourselves and with you, and also with mankind, with humanity. Lord, your kingdom is about true joy. It's about righteousness. It's about peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. And so, therefore, Father, we say today, let your kingdom that has already come be revealed, be manifested in each one of us in the name of Jesus. And Holy Spirit, we welcome you to this broadcast because you are the one who has revealed to us our righteousness. You are the one who has revealed to us the peace that transcends or surpasses our understanding. You are the one who reveals to us the joy that we already have in you, Holy Spirit. So help us now to take what belongs to us. For I know for the kingdom of heaven suffer violence, but the violent ones, which is the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, which are believers, what do? We take it by force. We take our stance of righteousness that you have declared upon us, Father. We take our stance and our call and position that you've called us to peace, that you've positioned us to have the thoughts of you, Father, which are peace. And we take our joy because these are attributes that are here for us. They're not going to just be, even though they've been bestowed upon us in order to manifest righteousness, to manifest peace, and to manifest joy, we must know what they are, and then we must believe what they are, decide it, receive it, and in other words, just take it. That's how all the things of God are received. You read it or you hear it. That's how faith comes. Then you believe it and you take it. So, Jesus, we thank you that you're praying for each one of us today, that your word will be revealed through the truth of the Holy Spirit. And Holy Spirit, we thank you that you are here on this broadcast. You're here with inside of each one of us. Greater is he that is within us than he that is in the world. And we thank you in advance for what you are speaking to us this day in the name of Jesus. One of the things that you're saying is to forget about the things that happened yesterday, even yesterday's joys. Forget about those things because now we can take the mantle of all that today holds for each one of us. In Jesus' name, I pray. If you agree with that prayer, just go ahead and say amen. Today we're going to be declaring God's peace. I'm going right into the word today because I got plenty to give you. So how do we establish the peace of God? What is the peace of God? Today I'm going to define that for you. But first of all, in order to define peace, we must first define righteousness and who we belong to once we have declared Jesus as our Lord and Savior. Once we've made that declaration of our confession, God has bestowed upon us righteousness. And what is righteousness? Basically, righteousness is what God has declared upon you. That means he has exchanged. He's given you a new title. He's giving you a new name. Your title is now called righteous. Say that with me, especially if you're a believer and you confess Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Say this, that I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Okay, do you believe that? That means that now that you know that God has made you righteous by your declaration of faith in Jesus Christ, you must know who you belong to. You belong now to a brand new family. That means you have brand new privileges. That means you have been made new in your spirit, and everything that Christ is, you now are. Not that you are going to become those things. The becoming part is really the manifesting of those things. You have already become when you Jesus declared upon you the righteousness of God. God made you right. He may gave you a new title. Imagine if you give somebody something and then in exchange they give you something else. So God took away shame. He took away guilt. He took away things that steal your peace. And so it's up to you and I to maintain our righteousness, to remain in the family, to remain and take your joy and to take your peace. That's what I'm talking about today, declaring the peace of God. And that's also in today's devotional. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says from the CEV translation, anyone who belongs to Christ is a new person, not necessarily with a new personality. God keeps your same skin tone. He keeps your same eye color, your same hair color. What has changed is your spirit man. So anyone who belongs in Christ has a brand new spirit. The past spirit is gone. The old way of doing things, the old basically nature, the very nature that you came into the world with after you were born. Hear what I'm telling you today, because before you got here, you had God's nature. After you were born, because you were born into the world, you had Adam's nature as a sinner. And so he says, we've all fallen short of the glory of God, and we need a Savior. So now that you have come in your body as a spirit, because you are a spirit, that's the real you. Your body is not a real you. The body is just your house that you carry the real you in. So when you came as a spirit in your body, you were born into iniquity. We were all born into iniquity. And therefore, as it is in heaven, which means your declaration of God, you were roaming around angels. You technically already know what heaven looks like because that's where you come from. But now you're here to manifest after the declaration of Jesus Christ what heaven looks like as you are now renewing your mind. You're renewing your mind because the world says this. The world has, when you were born into the world says this is how you talk nasty, you hate. You compete, you do all these ugly things, you talk, you backbite, you do things that are not of God. That's how the world operates. And so the world has miseducated us. And so when we were born in the world, we were born into the fall. We were born into Adam's mindset. Hear what I'm telling you today. But once you declared the Lord Jesus Christ, now you became born again. You now have all that Christ has, so now you have to, the war comes now with the mind that's in the soul, the thoughts, the imagination that's in the soul. The war begins, and how we fight the war is not with swords and bullets and knives and words. We do fight it with words, but it's God's words. It's God's thoughts. We get God because God's words transcends. It surpasses the world's thoughts, the world's promises, because the world will promise you something, but it'll also fail you and disappoint you when it doesn't happen or when it doesn't come through. But God's words will never fail you, and that's why today we're going to declare the peace of God, because the peace of God belongs to us. Righteousness is a gift that belongs to us. Joy is a gift that belongs to us. So God says, forget about the things of the past. Forget about that thing, those worries, those anxieties, and how you're toiling and how you're going to work it out and figure it out. The more that you try to figure it out, the more, and you and I, the more that we try to figure it out, the more that we're going back into Adam's mindset of toiling. we have been brought into the mindset of the second Adam, Jesus Christ, and everything that Jesus is, God is. Hear what I'm telling you, and we are. 2 Corinthians 5:17 from the Passion Translation says, now if anyone is enfolded into Christ, he has become an entirely new creation. All that related to the old order has vanished. That means toiling and working and religion. He says, but behold, everything is fresh and new. Say this with me. Behold, everything is fresh and new for me. 1 John 4:17 from the Passion Translation says, by living in God, love has been brought to its full expression in us, so that we may fearlessly judgment, because all that Jesus now is, so are we in this world. Say this with me. All that Jesus now is, so am I in this world. Even from the CEV from 1 John 4:17, it says, if we truly love others and live as Christ did in this world, we won't be worried about the day of judgment. You'll never be worried about how you'll be judging. Why? Because now you have identified yourself with Christ. You've identified yourself with love. Romans 4:17 says, from I'm going to read it from the Amplified. Romans 14:17 says, for the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking. These are all the things that so many people in the world focus on. What I'm going to eat, what I'm going to drink, and what am I going to wear? Because depending on what I'm going to eat determines what I'm going to wear. Did I gain a pound? Did I lose a pound? It's not a matter of what you're eating and drinking. The reason you're getting your body is in order, ultimately, is not so much that you can feel good about yourself, because now you're basing your salvation upon how you feel. No, as we read, as Christ is, so are we. We're being fit, even physically fit, because of the purpose that we have and the call upon God in our lives. That's ultimately the purpose of being fit, so that the Holy Spirit can do what he needs to do, so that anointing or that power can through you. Hear what I'm telling you today. But if you're basing your salvation on every day waking up on what you're going to eat and what you're going to drink and what you're going to wear, you've missed it, because the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking. It's not a matter of that. The kingdom of God is about how are you going to take your righteousness and live right according to the word of God. How are you going to walk in peace with yourself and with others? Because you can't walk in peace with others unless you walk in peace first with God and yourself. How are you going to walk in joy in the Holy Spirit? That's the kingdom of God. It's righteousness. It's peace. And it's joy. And our task, as it says in Romans 14, 17, and 18 from the Message Bible, our task is to single-mindedly serve Christ. Do that, and you'll kill two birds with one stone, pleasing the God above you and proving your worth to the people around you. No, we're not called to prove our worth, but just manifest your worth. Manifest your value. It says even in the beginning of that, Romans 14:17, the kingdom of God isn't a matter of what you put in your stomach. For goodness sake, it says, it's what God does with your life as he sets it right, puts it together, and completes it with joy. It brings God joy to complete your life. Hear what I'm telling you this morning. So we're talking about declaring the peace of God. And what does he say in Colossians 3:15 in the Amplified? Let the peace of Christ, the inner calm of one who walks daily with him, controlling factor in your heart. In other words, let this be the deciding, settling question that arises. Let the thoughts of God control your thoughts. Because where's your thoughts? It's in your soul. So to this peace, indeed, you were called as members in one body of believers. And be thankful to God always. Let the spoken word of Christ have its home within you, dwelling in your heart and mind, permeating every aspect of your being. As you teach spiritual things and admonish and train one another with wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thanksgiving in your hearts to God. Whatever you do, no matter what it is in word and deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus and in dependence on him, giving thanks to God the Father through him. What does he say from the TPT, Colossians 3:15? Let your heart be always guided by peace. Peace is serious. Jesus did not come to leave his peace shattered or leave us in pieces. He came to let our hearts be guided by the peace of the Anointed One. Jesus is the Anointed One. That's what Christ means, the Anointed One and his anointing. He called us into this peace. So peace is a call. It's not a feeling. Peace is not an emotion. I feel peace. No, you are purposed to have peace. You have been called to peace. Imagine God waking up, Jesus, the Prince of Peace, saying, I'm calling you today to peace. Imagine your friends, other people may text you today, may message you in Facebook, may tweet you, may call you up to, in regards to something. Jesus, the Prince of Peace today, is saying, I'm calling you today to peace. And to have that peace first in your inner man so that you can distribute it with others on the outer, on the outside of you. Hear what I'm telling you today. The Holy Spirit is calling us to peace as part of his one body and to always be thankful. What does he say from the Message Bible? Let the peace of Christ keep you in tune with each other. But also, before the peace of Christ keeps you in tune with each other, the peace of God is going to keep you in tune or in frequency with Christ himself. The peace of God is going to keep you in step with you and Jesus. The peace of God is also going to keep you in step with each other. None of this going off and doing your own thing, but to cultivate thankfulness. The word of Christ, the message have the run of the house. The CEB says each one of you is part of the body of Christ, and you have been chosen. So let's look at what peace is. Peace is not a feeling. Peace is a call that I just read for you from the Passion Translation, and then peace is something that you have been chosen to live in. You've been chosen to abide in peace. You've been chosen to dwell among yourself. You got to be at peace with you. Even with your shortcomings, you got to be at peace at it. You have to. And I mean, because other than that, the enemy will constantly wake you up and buffet you every single day about what's not working. Settle that. A lot of stuff is not going to be working as far as on the inside of you. Every day, your goal and my goal is to set our hearts, set our minds towards the mark of the prize what God has laid ahead of us in Christ Jesus. Hear what I'm telling you today. Let peace have the run of the house. The Message Bible says, let the peace of Christ, that inner calm, there's an inner calm that you have been called to every single day. There's an inner calm that you have been chosen to live in. But now, even though you've been called to this peace, even though you've been chosen to dwell in this peace, it's up now to you. It's your responsibility to believe it and take it. I just read it to you. It's up to you. And some of you all are following me in scripture by reading it yourself. You placed your eyes before. You put your ears before so that faith can come. This belongs to you. You've been called to be. You've been chosen. He made you righteous. And now you can live in joy with the Holy Spirit. As he says in Romans 14:17 again, for the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking what one likes, but of righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. So in other words, I believe the Holy Spirit is saying to us, reminding us this morning to say that keep your mind focused on righteousness, not on the matter of what you're going to eat and drink every day. Keep your mind focused on the peace that transcends all understanding. And, you know, I was looking up the definition of transcend or transcendent. It means to have a surpassing, to be superior, to be excellent. This means you have excellent thoughts. You have superior thoughts. That means thoughts above the natural world. Though you were born in the natural world, though you were born in iniquity, now you got the law of life. You've surpassed it. You've surpassed what the world can do. You are now supernatural. These things that God gives us, because God is in heaven, God is supernatural. It's nothing spooky. Righteousness is supernatural. Why? Because it's above the natural. It surpasses the natural. It has lifted above the natural realm. peace is above the natural realm, not the peace that the enemy gives you or that listen to what I'm saying, because what the enemy gives you leaves you in pieces. It leaves you shattered. It leaves you broken. Nothing of the enemy gives you life. All that he gives you is death. So why even partake of something that's going to produce death? Why continue to stay on the path that's going to produce death? That's why God is telling you don't focus on your past, because the more you look at your past, you may look at the things that sadden you. You may look at the things that may have caused you to be a victim, that may have caused the abuse. But keep your mind on the things that are above. Keep your mind above the excellent things of God. Keep your mind on the thoughts of God. Hear what I'm telling you this morning. John 14:1 says, Jesus said to his disciples, don't be worried. Have faith in God. If you have faith in God, he says, have faith in me. So the TPT says, don't worry or surrender to fear. Where is fear? Fear is in the world. But if you keep your mind above truth, and you keep your mind above righteousness, if you keep your mind above that, he says that you, God says that I have not given you a spirit of fear, but I've given you a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. That surpasses the fear. And the more that you meditate on that I have a sound mind, that I have not been given a spirit of fear, that I have a spirit of power, that I have a spirit of love and a spirit of a sound mind, then guess what? Jesus says, then if you believe that, you believe that God says that, then believe that I said it too while I walked the earth. Now trust in those things that I have said as well. See, as it is in heaven, so it can be on earth. But we have to will the things of God in the earth that God has already willed before the foundations of the world. So what does he tell us in Romans 15:13? He says, from the TPT, now may God, the inspiration and fountain of hope, fill you to overflowing. Look what he's filling you up to. Attainable joy. See, your joy doesn't have to be contained if you will it. That means if you take your joy and your peace, the perfect peace, as it says from the TPT, as you trust in Jesus Christ, it doesn't have to be contained anymore. To be honest with you, nothing in this world to you as a believer has to be contained anymore. What it has to do is be willed. It now has to be manifested. It now has to be believed. It now has to be decided upon. It now has to be decreed. It now has to be acted upon. You can act upon the joy. In the midst of what you're going through, you can let the joy of God inside of you. Jesus says, as I am, so you can be today, because everything that Christ has, you now have it all in your spirit. You have it all in your spirit. All of God's thoughts is in your spirit. All of God's love is in your spirit. Why don't we see God's love? Is because we haven't willed it. Why we don't experience God's love sometimes through others is because we haven't manifested it. It's already there. It's already there. Every answer that we need to every problem, it's already there. So he's saying, and may the power of the Holy Spirit continually surround your life with his superabundance until you radiate with hope. He wants you to radiate with hope. What does he say from the Message Bible? And welcome one another to God's glory. Jesus did it. Now you do it too. Jesus, staying true to God's purposes, reached out in a special way to the Jewish insiders, so that the old ancestral promises would come true for them. As a result, the non-Jewish outsiders, which is us, the Gentiles, have been able to experience mercy and show appreciation to God. Just think of all the scriptures that will come true and what we do. For instance, then I'll join outsiders in hymn sing. I'll sing to your name. And this one, outsiders and insiders can rejoice together. In other words, all the nations, everybody can come to this hope that we can all have in the Holy Spirit. So do you hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to you today? He's saying, let peace be your umpire. Let the Prince of Peace, Jesus, have the run of the house. This belongs to you. The moment you've received Jesus is the moment that you receive righteousness, the moment you've received peace, and the moment that you receive joy in the Holy Spirit. Peace is a gift. Joy is a gift. Righteousness is a gift. Hope is a gift. Faith is a gift. Love is a gift. You are a gift. So now you get a chance to manifest. You get a chance to unveil all that God has for you. Let's make a few declarations of faith concerning the peace of God that surpasses our understanding. Jesus is Lord over my spirit, over my soul, and over my body. I declare today the peace of God, the inner calm, that I have an opportunity to walk today with God. Word is the controlling factor in my heart. His word helps me to decide and settle questions that arise. I have peace indeed that I have been called to as a member in the body of Christ. I am anointed and I have been chosen together to live in peace, to live in righteousness. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Kingdom, say it, isn't a matter of eating and drinking. His kingdom and what pleases him is for me to dwell in peace with myself and with others, and righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. I don't have a spirit of fear. I have a spirit of power, love, and of a sound mind. I now have the faith of God living big inside of me. I have the God of hope who has filled my spirit today with all joy and peace, believing in him and experiencing him through my faith in him. This is the power of the Holy Spirit that I will choose to abound in this hope with overflowing confidence in him. As Christ is today, so am I. I will it, I have it, I take my peace, the peace of Christ that transcends my understanding. I seal my declarations of faith today in the name of Jesus, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now unto him who's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that I can ask, imagine, according to the power of God that is working in me, to him that is able to keep me from falling, my peace from failing, and to present me faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. He is sustaining my spirit, my soul, and my body, and sustaining my peace. To the Almighty God, come on and tell him, my Heavenly Father, Elohim, Creator God, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, Eternal God, come on, Wise God, be honored and glorified forever and ever. Amen and amen. Let's give it up and give God thanks for making us righteous, calling us and choosing us to the peace that surpasses all understanding. With Jesus Christ being the Prince of Peace, the head of our thoughts, the head of our peace, in the name of Jesus, I pray. May the Lord bless, watch, guard, and keep over you today, and may the Lord's face shine upon you, and may the Lord lift up his approving countenance and give you peace today and tranquility of heart. I love you today, and God bless you, and thank you, Legacy Partners and Shift Today friends, for making this mission possible. In Jesus' name, amen.